You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan and I'm the host of the show. And in the show we always have two parts. And the second part of the broadcast is always a ritual in which you're very welcome to participate. And the aim of this ritual is to draw your attention away from all the things that occupy your mind all day long. And pull your attention within this open being that you are also. Because if you would pay attention now, you could clearly see that you just exist. Also when you don't have thoughts and when you don't have feelings, you still exist. And that existence is very open and very quiet and very peaceful. The only thing is, we are all the time busy with, you know, what appears within this space. So this ritual is specially aiming at pulling your attention away from all the things that capture your attention all day long. And lead your attention towards this open space, this deep inner peace, which is also there in you. But you just fail to give attention to it. And I think this ritual is very beneficial in that sense. And what it does, it gives you an energetic impulse to withdraw your attention from that. So if you just open up, you know, you don't have to do so much because the energy of the ritual will lead you there by itself. You just have to open up and allow that to happen. So I consider that a very elegant way. Because many people try to meditate and, well, I think many people who meditate have the experience, well, as soon as you sit down, you know, you're lost in thought, you're lost in dreams, you're lost in this and this and this. It's very hard to reach inner silence on your own because, well, you are your own distraction. I think the benefit of this ritual is that there comes an impulse from the outside, an energetic impulse, which means it works directly to your unconscious. Yeah? And we as human beings, for 95%, we are unconscious. It's also been proven by science many times. We only use 5% of our capacity in a conscious way. The other 95% goes unconscious. Say you're breathing, for instance, or if you drive a car, I'm pretty sure you have that experience, yeah, you do that unconscious. Sometimes you find yourself back like, hey, I'm driving for 20 minutes and everything went well. It's not that you dreamed away. No, you're just there and your body is driving. So that's all the 95%. And this ritual has a direct energetic impulse to this 95%. And that's exactly what it's meant for. Because that's, as a matter of fact, determining how you experience it, how you experience your life. And in the first part, I would like to answer some questions I received from listeners. And I also here have, for instance, a question regarding meditation. It's from somebody who meditates a lot herself. And she asked, and I can really see that point, is a meditation is letting go of everything. And what I teach you is to focus on your feet. So there's a sort of controversial thing between it. I focus you on something, and meditation is, well, letting go of all focus in that sense. So why do I do that? Well, I found out, and you see the same thing back in many spiritual traditions around the world, is if you look at how our consciousness works, is that look right now, all the time something pops up. So just letting go, I think if you just want to let go, don't hold on to anything, what the aim is of meditation, you will find that every 2 seconds your attention has been captured again. So just letting go without having power in, as a matter of fact, in concentration, makes it very difficult because as soon as you open up, you will see more, so more things will get your attention. And so you see what many traditions do, and it's also what we do, is the first step towards meditation is concentration. Because first you have to be able to keep your attention focused in a certain direction. Because look just now, how many times you lose track on the inside. Well, as long as that's the case, there is no meditation, there's only dreaming. So first, and all traditions recognize this, first you have to learn a certain way of concentration. Just to make your focus strong. So when you focus on emptiness, your attention is with the emptiness and not what appears within the emptiness. So that's one of the main reasons why I teach you to, for instance, feel your feet. Because you need an anchor in the beginning for your attention. Because our attention, if it's not trained, is very, very unruly. So there is not a special benefit or special something about your feet. No, of course not. I think it's just an anchor for your attention. And, well, that's also exactly the purpose of it. And if you work with that, and especially if you work with it in daily life, you will see that that will save you very, very much trouble. For instance, if you just think back about the last conflict you had. Say you had a conflict with somebody, big or small, doesn't matter. You had a conflict with somebody. If you just would look from what would energetically happen, you would see that you were not with yourself. If you just think back about it and how things developed, if you imagine how would that have been if I would have focused on my feet during this confrontation, you will see that the outcome would have been very, very different in general. In general, much better, more harmonious, more solution-oriented, etc., etc. Because you don't get into the argument, a piece of you stays with yourself, so you're less caught up within the drama. And the more you're caught up within the drama, the more, the more you react to what you see, the more you react, the more the other one reacts. So I think when you stay with yourself, for instance, by feeling your feet, and I know from experience that worked really, really well, you'll see that you'll have less drama in your life because you don't react to everything. It's very simple, but it works very, very well. And that's why, as I said, that's why we learn you something to concentrate on in the first place. Because just letting go in the beginning, well, it's just not realistic. And the thing is, you will find out by, for instance, feeling your feet all the time, if you really tried it for, not for 10 minutes, but if you really give that an effort, make some effort for that for some extended time, you will see that the more you feel your feet, the more everything around that will become empty. And then that's pretty close to meditation, isn't it? You will see that then the step towards this emptiness is much easier because first you emptied the space of all the content. And then it's much easier to let go in the space. Otherwise the content grabs your attention all the time. And this brings me to another question I got from a listener. It's related to this, I think. There's also somebody who has who has obviously a lot of experience in meditation and various techniques, mainly from the East, from what I understand. And her question is, why do you focus on your feet? Why don't you focus, for instance, what you see a lot in martial arts and Eastern techniques, why don't you focus on what they call the hara? And the hara, for the people who don't know, is an energetic point underneath your navel. You could say it's a sort of energetic, let's call it an energetic point or energetic sort of seat where you can center, where you can focus on. And especially the hara under your navel has very much to do with body consciousness. So this technique has been used for many ages in the East, and she wonders why don't they use that? Well, it has a very specific reason for me, because in a way you have to create that point. Because in general you don't experience that. And what I do is I focus your attention on your feet. And why is that? Because, well, your feet are just there, aren't they? You don't have to make that up. You don't have to be special, or you have to be able to visualize, or to be whatever. No, if you sit down, your feet are on the ground. You just have to give attention to them. So I found out in all these things is that the main thing is attention. That is what, in the end, in essence, what it's all about. Where is your attention? And of course, certain things help. But I think something like a hara for instance, radio listeners. We're not talking here about a training, an organized training. No, this is radio, which means it's very open. And everybody should be able to join in if they want to. Well, with something like a hara, you really have to make an effort to, first of all, to find that point within yourself. Your feet are just there. So everybody can join in. And in essence, as I said, well, it also works for anchoring your attention, for withdrawing your attention from the inner turmoil. And it's very close by. You know, your feet are just there. So that's, for me, that's a very big reason to use that, because I've used other methods too in teaching. I teach for, I think, about 20 years. And also used other methods that you try to focus from your heart. But it's everything you have to create. You have to make a sort of special effort. And do I do it right? And do I look from this or that? And so it becomes very complicated. And I'm very much for the simple approach. For the approach that is just there. Well, in the end, it's all about attention. So giving attention to your feet works remarkably well. And I think you can do sort of everything with that. And everybody can join in. And the nice thing is, you know, like if you work a little bit with that, you can see, or you will experience in your daily life, because your feet are they're there all day long, you stand on them, you will see that you will be much more aware of them. Because they are actually there. So also during day it can function as a reminder for you to oh yeah, I have to feel my feet, instead of, you know, being lost in all this internal consideration. And that brings me to the next question. And that is somebody who asked, I'm always sort of saying, don't get into thought, leave your thoughts alone. But you need thought, don't you? Yes. You really do need thought. It's part of being human. And you need it in a practical sense. For myself, I make a sort of division between what I would call work thoughts and psychological thoughts. Working thoughts are things like, you know, if you're going to do shopping, it's a good idea to think about beforehand that you bring some money. That's a working thought. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not disturbing. That's practical. What is disturbing, if you really looked at within your life, are all these psychological thoughts. Are all these thoughts that about you in relation to the world. How you relate to the world, what everything means to you. That's disturbing. So when something happens, what you see, what's happening is not that you think in a practical way to find a solution. No, we make a psychological drama out of it. But very often it triggers, for instance, feelings of insignificance or not being good enough, or, you know, that sort of thing gets triggered. And then you start approaching the whole practical situation from that psychological point of view. And that's very disturbing, and that's giving, I think, a lot of troubles in people's lives. So I make a distinction between working thought, which is focused on your actual situation in which you have to act, and the thoughts are focused on this action and not on your relation and what it means to you in according to this, you know, situation. So I see that there's a big difference, because of course you need practical thought. You need to think about practical things. But please keep it practical. So when I mean thought, I mean these psychological considerations we have all the time. All right. Then I think we're getting pretty close to the moment we're going to do our ritual. And I would advise you to just lay down. I think that's always the best, just to lay down. Close your eyes. I would advise you also to put on some headphones so you won't get disturbed that much by your environmental sounds, your neighbors talking, car honking, or dogs barking, whatever is in your environment. You won't get disturbed by this so much. Because I know this energetic impulse works very fine if you open up for that. So don't do something else, because, well, then you miss the whole point of the ritual. It's not something that, meanwhile, you read a book or you're browsing the internet or chatting away, or because then, of course, you miss what's happening. So just try to lay down, close your eyes, relax, try not to get into all your considerations about it and what you think about it or what you experience. Just try to be open, try to keep your field of attention open, and just let the ritual take you. And you will see, if you approach it in that way in general, it will take you to this very peaceful place within yourself. Because that's not far away, you're there right now, only you give attention to something else. So everything I do within this ritual is meant to draw your attention away from that. So, if you have any questions and you would like to hear something about it, please send me an email. For the coming few weeks, we will be answering questions. I hope you enjoy the ritual. I hope you have a good week. And I hope you're there again next week. Okay. Enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem. Shuem.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.